read yesterday about the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim, mitzvah saseh on Kohanim to bless Klal Yisrael, and as Achronim say from a Sefer Haredim, a mitzvah saseh as well, according to his opinion, for a Yisrael to be misbarech, to receive the brachos from the Kohanim. As Sefer Otzer Saraisa suggests, what the Haredim means is that a Yisrael who is in shul when the Kohen is giving the brachos has a mitzvah to listen to the brachos intently and to stay focused on the brachos as they're being recited. But certainly a mitzvah to say for the Kohanim to give the brachos. We find a number of interesting Gemaras, very relevant to Halacha L'maisa, and perhaps a Halacha that some are not adequately familiar with. The Gemara in Sota Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph darshins the pasuk, Kosivarchu, Esbnei Yisrael, Amor Lahem. And the Gemara says, Amor Lahem implies, say to them, the way a person speaks to his friend, meaning, says the Gemara, Panim Keneged Panim, that one must face the Kohanim when the brachos are being recited. It's for that reason that in shuls where you have sections or seats that extend perhaps beyond where the Kohanim stand in the front, some shuls have a layout whereby the bima extends into the shul and there are seats on the side of the bima. And when the Kohanim stand on the bima, there are people standing in front of the Kohanim. Those people are supposed to move back so that they are not behind the Kohanim, but facing the Kohanim. And this shul, obviously, it's not an issue because all the seats are in front of the bima, but there are some shuls where that is an issue, that people should be aware of the fact that because there is a requirement of panim keneged panim, you have to be facing the Kohanim. You can't be standing in front of them. They have to be facing you. You have to be facing them. So those individuals should move a little further back into the shul to ensure that they are facing the Kohanim and not behind the back of the Kohanim. That's one application of that halacha. Panim keneged panim. Kohanim facing the Bnei Yisrael. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch writes in Kuf Chav Ches Chav Dalid, Am Shahachorei HaKohanim Einam Bechlal HaBracha. That those who are behind the Kohanim are not included in the bracha, and therefore they have to stand either in front of the Kohanim or to the side, but once again, in front of the Kohanim. So that's the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Chav Ches Sif Chav Dalid. But the phrase Panim Keneged Panim implies more than just being in front of the Kohanim. It also implies facing the Kohanim. One is not allowed to turn their back to the Kohen during the bracha. The reason why perhaps some mistakenly may think it is appropriate to turn their back to the Kohanim during the bracha is because of another Gemara. The Gemara says in Chagiga and Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph that one who is mistakel, one who stares at the Kohanim, bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam, shahayu omdin al duchanon umevarchin es Yisrael b'shem ha-meforash, one who would stare at the Kohanim during the times of the mikdash, when the Kohanim would stand and bless Klal Yisrael with the shem ha-meforash being recited explicitly, and Rashi adds, and the shechina would be on the tips of their fingers. Such an individual, says the Gemara, his eyesight will dim. Now, Tosis notes there in Chagigat HaZayin, the Gemara here speaks only of Bizman HaMikdash, when the Shechina is resting on the hands of the Kohanim, when the Kohanim recite the Bracha with the Shema Meforash. But Tosis adds that there is another concern, even Shelo Bizman Beis HaMikdash. Even Bizman HaZeh, when the Kohanim do not recite Shema Meforash, and perhaps one might cogently argue that there is no Shechina on their hands as there was in the Zman HaMikdash. Nonetheless, says Tosis Chagigat HaZayin Amud Aleph, even so, the Yerushalmi says, there still is a concern. And Aser Lehistakel B'Kohanim B'Shoah She'em Mevarchem Esa'am. Why? Mishum Hesach Hadas. Because it will distract one from focusing on the meaning of the bracha. We said before that the Kohanim are giving the brachas. The Yisraelim are supposed to be thinking about and have a kavana to what the brachas are actually referring to what the brachas are saying. And if one's going to stare at the Kohanim's hands, one is going to be perhaps distracted from one's concentration on the meaning of the brachos. And therefore, for that reason, Tosa says, even when it's not in the Beis HaMikdash, one is not supposed to stare at the Kohanim's hands because one should not be distracted from concentrating on the brachos. Tosis quotes the Mishnah in Megillah on Daf Chav Dalet. The Mishnah there speaks of a Kohen who has a mum on his hand, something out of the ordinary, some physical deformity of the hand, or some other physical condition that is noticeably visible and is out of the ordinary. Lo Yisas Kapov, says the Mishnah, because we don't want people to stare at his hands and be distracted rather than focusing on the meaning of the brachas as they are being recited. So we have, therefore, on the one hand, the Gemara in Sotel Amud Ches, Panim Keneged Panim, you're supposed to face the Kohanim face to face, like a person speaks to his friend. Yet this other Gemara, Chagigat HaZayin, and Tosis there, the Yerushalmi, Megillah Chav Dalet, that we want to avoid Hesach Hadas, and therefore, for that reason, one should not stare at the hands of the Kohanim. So how does one avoid staring at the hands of the Kohanim and avoid distraction, Hesach Hadas? Not by turning one's back to the Kohanim, because that is in violation of the Gemara Sotel Amud Ches, that Panim Keneged Panim. Rather, one looks in the Poskim, finding the Tor, Kuf Chav Ches, the Tor writes, when the Kohanim bless the Tzibur, they should not look at them, they should not let their minds wander. Rather, their eyes should be focused downward, just as if one is standing in tefillah, says the Torah. At the same time, he writes, the people have to have kavana for the bracha, and their faces should be facing the Kohanim. Just don't stare at them. So writes the Torah. The Beis Yosef there adds the following. Beis Yosef says that the minhag of the Kohanim in Egypt was to lower the talis over their face and their hands to, number one, prevent the Kohanim from staring at the people, and the Kohanim also should not be distracted. So cover their face with the talis. They shouldn't be distracted by staring at the people. And the people shouldn't stare at them, and they'd be distracted. So the minhag of covering the Kohanim's face and the Kohanim's hands, says the Beis Yosef, a minhag that he noted in Egypt, was to prevent Hesach Hadas, while at the same time allowing for Panim Keneged Panim, nonetheless prevent Hesach Hadas. The Ramah in the Darkei Moshe, in his comments on the Torah, on the Beis Yosef, writes the following. He says that we have that same practice, that the Kohanim lower the talus over their faces. However, the Ramah cites one slight difference. He says the following. He says that the Kohanim cover their faces, but not their hands, because we don't want the Kohanim to look at their hands either. So until now we saw the Beis Yosef citing the minhag in Egypt was the Kohanim cover their faces and their hands, so they shouldn't see the people, people shouldn't see their hands. Ramah cites a minhag that the Kohanim cover their faces but leave their hands exposed outside the talis, so the Kohanim also should not see their hands. Well, then what about the people in the tzibur seeing the exposed hands of the Kohanim? So the Ramah writes in Darkei Moshe, he says, Noagim ha'am she'osim kein, that the people also cover their faces with the talis, shlo yuchul l'stakel bidei ha'kohanim. So he adds to the Beis Yosef one additional detail. That where's the Beis Yosef said the Kohanim cover their faces and their hands? Ramah says his minhag was Kohanim cover their faces, not their hands, but the people also cover their faces with the talis, so they shouldn't see the Kohanim's hands, and the Kohanim shouldn't see their hands either. So writes the Darkei Moshe in Simen Kuf Chaf Ches. One looks in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Chaf Ches Chaf Gimel. Shulchan Aruch writes, when the Kohanim recite the bracha, the people should not stare at the Kohanim, not be distracted. Their eyes should be downward as if they are davening. They should have kavana for the bracha. Their faces should face the Kohanim. They should not stare at them. Rama adds, Kohanim also shouldn't stare at their hands. Rama then cites, as he did in Darkei Moshe, the minhag of the Kohanim to cover their faces with the talis, but their hands are outside of the talis. Then Rama writes, as the Beis Yosef quoted, in some places, the Kohanim have their hands inside the talis as well to prevent the people from staring at the hands of the Kohanim. One looks in the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham writes the following. He says, the prohibition of staring at the Kohanim's hands, as we said from the Yerushalmi and Tosis in Chagigat HaZayin, is to prevent Hesach Hadas, distraction. So the Magen Avraham adds, well then certainly, if we're worried about Hesach Hadas, people shouldn't be staring at everybody else. In other words, if you can't even stare at the Kohanim's hands because of Hesach Hadas, then you shouldn't be looking around and seeing what everyone else is doing. That's the Magen Avraham. He adds further. He says, based on the halacha we've seen so far, the issur of histaklus always implies a focused stare, a gaze. It seems like, says the Magen Avraham, that a glance, re'iyah ba'alma, would not be forbidden. Hesach Hadas is when you stare and then you start thinking and getting distracted. But simply catching a glance, says the Magen Avraham, should not be forbidden. Nonetheless, Magen Avraham writes, the minhag is not to look at all. Why is that? So he has another layer of explanation. Hesach Hadas is not a concern by just glancing. Hesach Hadas is a concern only when staring. But glancing, says the Magen Avraham, we don't do because zecher lemikdash. Bizman ha-mikdash, we saw the Gemara in Chagigat HaZayin said, the Shekhinah was shorah on the hands of the Kohanim. And then, Magen Avraham says, mishum kavod ha-Shekhinah, one would not even be permitted to look at the hands of the Kohanim. Now, granted, the Gemara in Chagiga said, Hamistakel b'Kohanim. Nonetheless, the Magen Avraham assumes that Bizman HaMikdash, even Re'iya Ba'alma, would be inappropriate because of Kavod HaShekhinah. It's just that the punishment of the eyesight of one who looks dimming would only be if one stared. But the Isser, Magen Avraham assumes, is even Re'iya Ba'alma. And that's why he says the minhag of today is to avoid not just histaklus, but even re'iyah ba'alma. Why not? They have the same benefits that the men have. Why not? Meaning, most poskim hold that the mitzvah is only on the Kohanim, not on the Yisraelim. But whatever the benefits are, which clearly there are for the Yisraelim to be mizbarach, why would women be any different? It's the bracha on all of Klal Yisrael. So the same benefits of the bracha apply to men and women. So then the din of panim keneged panim, if you want to be a recipient of the bracha, should apply to both as well in the same way. It's not a mitzvah on the Yisraelim at all, according to Moshe Shonim. It's a mitzvah on the Kohanim. But the Yisraelim are not mechuyev in the mitzvah, according to Moshe Shonim. It's a mitzvah on the Kohanim to bless the tzibur. The tzibur are the beneficiaries of the mitzvah. So that should include men and women too. It's not a mitzvah on the women altogether, the same way it's not a mitzvah on the Yisraelim altogether. It's a mitzvah on the Kohanim only. And whoever is on the receiving end benefits from it. It's not because it's a chiyuv on them to receive it. It's a benefit. It's a tremendous gift that we have that ability to be recipients of the bracha. So the same dinim of how should the recipients conduct themselves should apply l'chor to both men and women. Now, presumably, the women who perhaps mistakenly think they should turn around might be thinking, well, I don't have a talus to cover my face with, the same way the men do. So the men can face front and avoid the concerns of being mistakel at the hands of the Kohanim by covering their face with a talus. I don't have that benefit. So therefore, that's maybe why some mistakenly assume they should turn around. But that's not the answer, because then what should the young boys in shul do who don't have talasim? So you'll tell me, well, they should go under their father's talus. Is that the only solution? Now, you'll tell me, well, in the German communities, the young boys had to lace them too. Okay, so they were able to cover their own faces with the talus. But not every community has that. Not every young bar mitzvah boy. Now, most don't have to lace them until they're married. That's the majority minug. So what are they supposed to do? Not everyone can say they're davening with their father and hide under his talus. Now, you have yeshivas full of bachrim who have no talasim on. What are they supposed to do with their bechas kohanim? They don't have to lace them, and they don't turn around either. So what do? So clearly, the assumption is that even if you don't have a talus, the din is panim keneged panim. You got to face front. Just look down, as the Shulchan Aruch said. So the same would apply to women as well. And in fact, Rav Moshe is Igros Moshe Chelek Hei Simen Chav Dalet, Siv Katan Dalet writes that you can't be mechayev everyone in the tzibur to cover their face because our minhag is that bachrim don't have talasim. So what are they supposed to do? So those who have a talis should cover their face. That's the minhag. But there's no chiyuv for everyone to do so because it's not shaykh to enforce that as a minhag when not everyone has talasim. So those who don't have talasim obviously would simply face front and eyes downward as the Shulchan Aruch himself alluded to. And the chor should be what the women should do as well. Face front, gemara and sotel amin chas, panim kenege panim. Simply look downward and don't look at the kohanim's hands. And that way you're recipients of the bracha al pidin, the way the Shulchan Aruch and the gemara describe it. At the same time, you're not violating the halacha of not staring at the hands of the kohanim.